Now, how do you become deceived? How do you come to believe a lie? Pride will deceive you. Now, pride will fuel rebellion and stubbornness. You want to be far off from God, let your pride swell up.
Once you walk out and get a personal savior,
you get a personal death.
Suddenly he knows your name.
He writes your name down. Satan is still up there accusing you day and night, changing and transforming himself into an angel of light, accusing you and all the people who hurt you. He's accusing everybody. He's accusing all your enemies too. Do you know that? He's accusing everybody before God, pointing out their faults more uncharitably and more expertly than you will ever be able to. So don't do Satan's work and complain to God about how somebody treated you. The devil's already doing it for you. Pointing out their faults.
And he's a better expert than you are.
The whole world system lies on the lap of the evil one. He is opposing you. He is the opposer, the resister. That's what his name means. Diabolos means a liar. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I will repay. Y'all want vengeance? You're a thief. You want vengeance for something somebody's done to you? You're a thief. You're stealing from God because vengeance belongs to him. It doesn't belong to you. The lust of your flesh is deceitful and will lie to you, beguile you with enticing prospects. You find that there are great churches that are built up appealing to the soul, that if God loves you, he's going to pour out financial blessings on you and exalt you so everybody can see what a good God is. I'm going to be rich. I'm going to have a big house up on the hill. I'm going to drive a Cadillac, and everybody will know that my God is a good God. Go then and tell that to some Chinese Christian who's lost his ration card. And all he's got to do to get it back is deny Jesus. Deny Jesus. Or a pastor who's had a home church in China who's been arrested and put in jail, and all he's got to do to get out is write a confession. It's all a lie, and let him nail it up on the wall for all the members to see. That man will stay in jail 20 years before he will deny Jesus. And his family will be totally dependent upon God. Talk to those people about that kind of prosperity. They've got prosperity because God meets their needs. Cry out to God. I will give you all my worship. I will give you all my praise. You alone I long to worship. Yes, you alone are worthy of my praise. Be ye doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving yourself. Like a madman who throws firebrands and arrows and death is the man who deceives his neighbor and says, I was only joking. That fit any of you people? For so, sin and commit a trespass against his neighbor. You deceive someone, you're not only committing a trespass against them, you're committing a trespass against God.
Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you'll be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. That word wiles means methods. It comes from the Greek methodios, from which we get our word methods. You see, the devil is a Methodist, a little M. He always uses the same methods all the time. He has a certain number of methods he uses. He doesn't change. Why didn't he change? He doesn't have to. They always work. He appeals to your soul. Paul, when he confronted Paul on the Damascus Road, he said, Paul, Paul, why are you persecuting me? He didn't say, why are you persecuting my followers? Why you put them in jail? And he said, you're persecuting me. And so when you are mean to other people, you're persecuting your Lord Jesus Christ. When you say sharp and cutting things, when you gossip, when you say unkind things, do unkind things, you're hurting the Lord Jesus Christ. It hurts him. He weeps for you because he loves you. And he loves those people. And he says, walk with me, my character, that I can reach out and touch you and use you to touch those around you, to set you free, because I set you free to save you. I teach on the structure of sin and the structure of the devil and his kingdom. Why? So you can see what the Lord Jesus Christ died to save you from, because he loves you. You should move forward, not afraid of hell, but because he died to save you from it. That's the reason. It says, if you love me, keep my commandments. You keep them because you love him and you don't want to hurt him. That's how you walk in freedom. We belong to you, Lord.